the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's time now for the Chef Carl Cedilia program. Get out your pens and papers and get ready to write down that all-important address for Chef Carl Cedilia's 6 great recipes featuring ingredients you can't buy in stores. And now, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I got so many cards and letters from a lot of you.
Want to sit down, Chef?
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. I want to sit down. We got a lot of cards and letters, and from people to say, Chef Carl, that took too much out of me. I'll be right back.
The Chef Carl Cedilia Show will be right back.
Okay, let me just sit down here. Welcome back to the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. We're getting a lot of cards and letters from people who want us to come up with a great, healthy recipe. I got to sit down. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Chef Carl in just a moment. Yes, 6 great recipes featuring secret ingredients you can't buy in stores or grow on a field. Get it from Chef Carl Cedilia, right in care of this station. And now, Chef Carl Cedilia.
And welcome back to the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. All right. Now, before I get winded again, we're going to make a nice, healthy fruit salad, okay? And can you get the tank over here a little closer? We're going to make a nice, healthy fruit salad. Now, what you need is a cantaloupe. You need some apples. I'll be right back. I got to sit down.
Chef Carl Cedilia. Only on the Mutual Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Chef Carl Cedilia. All right, then you need to get some pears. Then you need to get a pineapple. Okay, that's enough. Next commercial.
Get the new Dyson Slice from Chef Carl Cedilia. That's right, you can cut up wonderful fruits and salads. Oh, put your hand in there if you're a little kid and cut yourself to ribbons. Doesn't make no never mind to us.
I'm Chef Carl Cedilia. Don't make no never mind to me. Now, back to the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. Now, once you have your fruit together, you know what? Don't be hard on yourself. Get some Cool Whip out. Get some Cool Whip. It's okay. You have the fruit, and you have the wonderful ingredients of fruit, which is your apple, your pineapple. Ooh, I gotta sit down.
We'll be right back.
NASCAR racing this weekend here on TNT.
Hi, I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr. Join me, Jeff Gordon, and all them other boys as we hoo-hoo door-banging around the track there at Darlington, South Carolina for the Darlington Jiffy Lube Lube Up 500.
Now back to Chef Carl Cedilia.
Okay, now you got the Cool Whip. Be nice to yourself. Now cut up some more healthy fruits. I don't know. Just go to the store and ask the man where the fruit section is. And he'll say there. And just get a bunch of fruit. And some lemons, you know, and limes. Then cut that out. You know, be nice to yourself. Get some chocolate bars. Cut up some chocolate bars. Oh, God, I got to sit down.
We'll be right back.
Don't miss the Atlanta Braves this weekend here on TNT.
I'm Bobby Cox. They'll never fire me. Maybe they did.
The Braves suck.
Welcome back, Chef Carl Cedilia. Okay, now you got a chocolate bar, you got some Cool Whip, and you got all the fruit, and you get some big, thick wads of yogurt. Oh, man, do I need to sit down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just as we suspected, Chef Cedilia has succumbed to a massive coronary. He's bleeding from his eyes. That concludes this broadcast of the Chef Carl Chedilia Show. He was so fat, he couldn't make it through 5 minutes of programming without having to sit down. How does that make you feel?
Don't forget the Chef Carl Chedilia recipe book featuring 6 great recipes and ingredients they won't even allow to be let into the country. It's new from
Peenemann.
What are you looking at, bud?
Well, it was funny. It wasn't that funny.
Oh, well, thanks for the review right out of the gate.
Well, you tell me. You want me to tell you?
I thought it was good. What about the fact he couldn't say, hey, I'll be right back. I got to sit down.
That was good. I didn't get the whole operating sound effect.
Why don't you shut up and get out of here, man? Every time you open your mouth, it's something negative. Okay?
You want me to review your program is important.
Bull crap, man. I don't need you sitting there eyeballing me. I don't want you eyeballing me, man. Don't ever eyeball a junkyard dog, dude.
Whatever that means.
Phil Hendry Show, welcome to our program. Coming up tonight, we have Lloyd Bonafide, who'll be talking with us about the new Attorney General, Attorney General Gonzalez. Is it possible for us to have a Mexican-American Attorney General without him wanting to spring his Latin brothers and sisters from jail? And also this evening, R.C. Collins, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, will be talking about several trash can fires they set at, I believe it was Templeton Middle School, as well as stuffing the toilets full of toilet paper because they're just ready to eat their own guts, and all these images coming back from Iraq makes them want to go out and hunt up some trouble. That's all coming up tonight on our program. We also have our flashback by request, and tonight, the Phil Hendry Show will launch an entirely new look to our website. So while you're listening along at home, if you're listening, for instance, on the Internet, you can, and there's a lot of more people than I possibly imagined listen on the Internet. And from all over the world, on Monday we're going to have a picture from some dude listening in Sweden. Okay, because I got these pictures. Remember, it all started with that lady in Australia where she was standing over to my picture and she's in front of like the opera house there. Hey, Tom, where's that opera house in Australia? Is that Sydney or Melbourne? Poor Tom's looking at me like, why, just because I work for George Norrie, you think I know things? Well, okay, so it's like it's the Sydney Opera House? Anyway, so then some guy from Japan, another guy from Malaysia, I got one from Russia, this one's from Sweden. I think what we'll do is have an international section maybe in our scrapbook. So tonight we'll launch an entirely new look for our website, which we think is going to be A, better looking, B, easier to navigate, and C, easier to navigate. Because it damn sure isn't going to be any cheaper. In fact, the price is going up now to $50 a month. I'm joking. It's still $6.95 for your backstage pass. We'll be back with our requested flashback on the Phil Hendry Show, and you can request it phs@philhendryshow.com. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Getting a lot of email from folks in Tucson. I apologize about our appearance there this weekend, but we're working on rescheduling. So you shouldn't worry, and you are truly great people. Thanks for understanding that bullcrap about my back. It really happened. Okay, here is our email. Phil, I have a flashback request. This is a flashback request, and this is from John. And it says, this one has to be my favorite. How to Treat Your Wife with Vernon Dozier and Dean Wheeler. It includes the famous line, get in there and make me some bean dip. Here it is, the world-famous Vernon Dozier and Dean Wheeler bit, How to Treat Your Wife.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. You know, I've been married for 46 years.
All right.
And it's a very compatible marriage. And the reason I think it's successful is because I let my wife do whatever she wants to do. And I do whatever I want to do.
Wait a minute.
And yet we put time together. We go on trips. We have a good time.
You let your wife run wild?
I make decisions outside the house. My wife makes decisions inside the house.
Well, but you don't let your wife.
I watch TV. I watch football.
What do you watch on TV?
Baseball. She has her own TV set.
Candid camera.
We're very happy and very compatible. And I think
you don't let your wife run wild in the streets, though, do you? Of course you don't. You she make her
she's
do.
She's got too much class to do that.
Well, don't you make her do stuff?
Unless she does anything.
Well, how do you get stuff done?
She has her freedom. I have my freedom.
Jim.
And we're very, very happy to be married.
Jim, this is Dean. Do you nurture her?
Of course I don't nurture her. I mean,
she
doesn't need nurturing.
Are you mean to her?
For 46 years we've been married. You're sick. Both of you are sick.
Why do you figure I'm sick when I'm just asking, are you mean to her? Or do you
When you talk about things on things like that, you're sick.
Yeah, absolutely right, Jim. I agree with this, Coach Dozier. And I would say that all you need, Jim, is the courage to say to her, get in there and make me some bean dip.
I don't have to do that. Hey, you're telling me I've been married for 46 years and very happily.
My wife and
I... And the way the decisions are made is I make all decisions outside the home. My wife makes the decisions inside the home.
I'm
very, very happy. I can do anything I want in my home.
I think you do everything right.
Anything she wants.
I think you do everything right except for one thing. You should also make the decisions inside the home.
Yeah, well, I think you're wrong.
Well... my wife and I watch television together, but only designing women and Oprah.
Man, I got enough things to do outside the home to worry about what's inside
the home.
Jim,
what kind of television shows do you watch with your wife, if I could ask you?
Anything she wants to watch.
Okay, do you watch
football and baseball's not on.
Do you watch designing women?
Football and baseball's on, I watch football and baseball.
Yeah, but you don't watch designing women and Oprah, do you?
Of course not.
No, you should. No, you should.
They're both sick programs.
Oh, you should watch Designing Women because it helps you immerse yourself into the softening lotion.
Man, I'll tell you, buddy. You need a psychiatrist.
I do.
You do. You need a psychiatrist.
I have respect for the inner sister.
You are probably the wimpiest person I've ever talked to in my life. I mean, an absolute
wimp. That's a cruel comment. I think that was designed to...
Sometimes facts hurt, pal, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think it's a comment designed to minimize me as a human, and you should
be bolstering me.
You should
That's exactly right. You are minimized as a human.
Well, have you discovered the inner sister?
Jeez.
What? I don't understand.
I can't believe you.
How
long have you been married?
I've been married 4 years. We have been in rapport.
Well, tell me about it 40 years from now. I'll guarantee you one thing.
Wait a minute. I got to ask
you. Of all time.
Hey, Dean.
They won't last because your wife
we're
much
going
control
through our
over you. Sick,
Jim. We're going through our purification. We're not married yet, but we go through a 4-year purification. After that, we are in rapport, and then we have our unification. We don't call it marriage. Because marriage is for chattel.
Again, that's against my beliefs. And
but I think that there's nothing sick with wanting to touch the inner female cousin.
The most sick person I've ever talked to.
Let me tell you how it is in my house, just so you know, okay? I was watching Raiders Ravens last year, AFC Championship game. I think you know the game I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And I had to go to the bathroom. And I will tell you, my wife cared enough about me as a man and my foot. She brought a pan in, and I was able to relieve myself in a pan. In our family.
You got a problem with
that
commercial?
That is so wrong.
Wait a minute. You're sitting there, you're peeing into a pan in your family room because your wife brought it to you?
That's the kind of control I've got over her. You better believe
it. Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, I don't think that's very...
I feel sorry for your wife, and I still feel sorry for this jerk.
Well, I think you're both mean, and I'm going to go discover my inner nun.
Well, go discover it. Go discover it and have a good time.
Your inner nun.
Because I think you're about 9 tenths start with your mouth.
You're going to go discover your inner nun? That is awesome. Good request there, brother. Who was that from? John? Thanks, John. That is the famous Vernon Dozier and Dean Wheeler bit where the line, get in there, all it takes is the courage to say, get in there and make me some bean dip. And anyway, that's our by request flashback for tonight. You can request at PHS at philhenryshow.com if you'd like. We're backed up at least a month, which is not, I'm not trying to discourage you guys, but every now and again people will be cruising either our website or they'll just be thinking about a bit that they want to hear, and so they will... email that baby in. As I mentioned tonight, we have R.C. Collins and we have Lloyd Bonafide on our program. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I wanted to explain the rapport line. That's actually from a movie called Creation of the Humanoids. And it's one of my all-time favorite flicks. And in it, you could be in rapport with a humanoid, meaning it was a robot that was very advanced. And a lot of the women of the future would be in rapport with this humanoid. The guys that hated the humanoids, the humans, called them clickers. So this one guy found out that his sister was in rapport with a clicker. And the obvious parallel between that and black guys, you can't miss it. I mean, here's this dude belonged to an organization called the Order of Flesh and Blood. Okay, Klan. And he hated clickers, black guys. And his sister was in rapport with a clicker. You say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you. I mean, these guys are just like rednecks of the future. And as he goes to visit his sister, he knocks on the door, and the clicker, whose name is, I don't know, Eddie or Bob or whatever the hell, some future-sounding name that they have in those sci-fi flicks, you know, like Florentine or something. Anyway, the guy, the human, his name is Karis, and the robot says, "Hello, Karis, nice to see you. Get out of my way, you stinking clicker." Goes to see his sister, talks about how she's disgraced him. Anyway, she was living in rapport, and that's where we got the line about living in rapport. And one of the other things I want to mention is we're going to put up on the website, you know, some people will sometimes say, "Oh, you got that line from a movie." Yeah, man, of course I did. I mean, we are like, we pay homage to flicks around here. We pay big time homage to movies. We're always using lines out of movies. You know what you look like to me? You look like a rube. Silence of the Lambs. And I Hope You Die, Tombstone. And there's a bunch of lines we use, you know. They're dusted off the hot seat for me. That's from On the Waterfront. And so anyway, what I thought we'd do with the DVD of the week, we're going to simply feature those movies. When you hear there was a line in one of our shows not too long ago where he said, "I spent 7 years trying to get through to him and seven more years trying to keep him locked up." That's from Halloween. And so anyway, what the hell, man? Why not make it the DVD of the week? So next week, I think we're going to feature one of our DVDs. It might be Halloween. I don't know. But what is it, bud?
I forget.
Thank you, man. I'm glad that we're clear. So next week, it's I Forget. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, go ahead.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Hendry, sir.
Okay. Are you the gentleman who is on the air right now?
Yes.
I have called your radio program before to express my displeasure with the kind of broadcasting, the programming that's on this station.
Yes, you have, sir.
Yes, you bet I have. Yes, you bet I have. And you're not going to get rid of me either.
And well, I don't know what I can do for you.
Well, I want to say that there are millions of us out here who come home from work and want to listen to intelligent programming on the talk show radio. And I was driving home this evening. I had just entered my car. I had just sat down. I had turned the ignition. The radio came on. I remember reaching over to my left to get the seatbelt harness and pull it down to my right. And suddenly, I heard a man talking about his inner nun and all of this nonsense. And again, I want to hear intelligent and also intelligent comments about the news and the issues of the day. Now, I would like to know who's there that I can talk to. Is anyone there right now?
No, sir, there is not. And I've listened to your complaints before, and
I don't like this guy.
Hold on, bud. Just be it.
Who's that?
It's no one. Just forget it.
No, he's tightening my jaws. He's called too many times.
Hold on, bud.
Are you speaking to me, sir?
No, sir, I'm speaking to one of my interns. Just hold on, bud. You have called before. I have registered your complaint. There's nothing you're going to do about my show.
Well, we'll see about that, sir. I happen to know personally Mark Mays.
Oh, yeah, here we go again with that.
Excuse me?
You know, you dropped the Mr. Mays's name. He's a principal in our company.
Well, I happen to know him, and I can get him on the phone. And
I'm telling you, I'm going to hurt this guy.
Will you shut up, bud?
Did you just tell me to shut up? Oh, boy, that cuts it. Okay, I will be in touch with...
No, I can't take it anymore. Get the phone out.
Are you people talking to me?
No, hold on. Get away from the phone, bud.
I'm going through the phone.
Wait a minute. Don't do it.
Hey, how you doing?
And who in blazes are you? You look like some misshapen retard.
Oh!
That phone, bud.
You don't see me.
Mark Mays, please.
Get out of the phone, bud.
What?
Get out of there.
I don't want to.
You don't get out of that phone, I'm coming in after you.
You're going to hurt me.
Yeah, that's why I'll hurt you if you don't get your ass out of that phone. Now get out of it. You just killed one of my callers.
He's still breathing.
Oh, well, ain't that great. Well, I can hear sirens now.
Oh, yeah, better get out of the phone.
Get out of there.
Hey, hold on. Oh, this is $50.
Get out of there.
Must have fell out of his pocket. I was beating the crap out of him.
Yeah. You go through a phone again, you get my permission.
Yes, sir.
1-800, now as it is, we got to deal with a dead lister. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I was just sitting here thinking, and I never really officially weighed in on it because I've been trying to work the middle ground a little bit when it comes to the politics, because the election's over, right? And this show's a comedy show. For the most part, it's a comedy show. It's impossible to do laughs three straight hours. You have to sort of marry it all together with commentary or just reminiscing or storytelling or what have you. But I just think what happened in Iraq with that election is the greatest thing going, man. I mean, how can I not like that? I want to say something about it, you know? And I think the guys over there, our soldiers, are kicking some serious ass. And I just want to say it's good. That's all. Is that like a bad thing? I even had an email from a lady yesterday. She says, you know, I'm against the whole Iraq thing, but you know what? You can tell that she really actually wishes the troops well. I mean, she's sort of probably with her friends. She says she doesn't dig the Iraq war. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. But she's like totally 100% behind them going over there and like, you know, causing some serious damage to those scumbags. But anyway, what's happening in Iraq now is like it's turning a little bit. It's turning. It's slowly but surely it's turning. It's slowly but surely the Iraqi people are getting the idea that they've got some control over things, right? And those insurgents are sort of slowly slipping through their hands. And it's like, I can't believe the people it's pissing off over here. Why? It's pissing them off. You know.
Well, I just don't think that it's...
Well, wow, what's wrong with it?
Well, let's just wait and see.
Well, why can't you just be happy? Maybe something cool's happening. Who knows? Maybe you were wrong.
No, that's not possible at all. Why would I be wrong?
Well, I don't know. We're all wrong sometimes, and that we're not always right.
Well, I'm just tired of all of this kind of militaristic hoo-ha.
Well, I understand that. That's totally cool. And, you know, but, I mean, our guys are over there. They're really doing a job. It's really cool. Don't you think?
Well, I'm not really into the military, but...
Well, yeah, come on, man. You watch war movies, don't you?
Only in the privacy of my bedroom. Only my wife isn't around.
But I just think it's fantastic, and a lot of people turn out. And the other thing, of course, you probably heard this before, but it's so true. I mean, these dudes went out to vote at the risk of getting shot through the head, right? And here we are in America. Are you voting?
I don't know. You know, I'm not really into politics at all. I just have my jaws wired shut because I eat too much.
Well, you can still vote, can't you?
Yeah, I look like a jackass.
Your jaw was wired shut because you're a fat pig, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And so these cats, you know, they go out in all kinds of hell, man. Bombs, snipers, somebody coming around the corner and hitting them with a cream pie. Who knows? And they go up there and they vote, and we're over here pulling on it. You know, isn't that a beautiful thing? I think we ought to ship a whole bunch of Iraqis over here, too. I think we need more Mexicans and Iraqis and less of whatever we are. I'm just kidding around, bud. You can stay. I'll leave.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. You think you're so special.
That's me. I think I'm very special, man. Hey, our website, anyway, is going to be launched later on tonight. It's a new look. And let me tell you about the new look Phil Hendry Show website. We hope it's going to be easier to navigate. We hope it's going to have a better look. In point of fact, it is a design that was based upon an ad that we took out for the show. We took out an industry, if you will, journal, an in-industry journal, meaning a trade paper, ad for our show, and the ad we thought looked so good, I looked at it, I said, well, man, maybe our website would would benefit from that look. And my web guy, Doug Jones, some of you email him and talk to Doug, he agreed. So we have started, I should say, a long time ago, redesigning the site. And tonight we're going to launch that. We are going to have a email address that people who are backstage pass members only will be able to email, and they'll be able to talk to me and get a personal response from me if it's anything that's important. I mean, it may not be anything you give a crap about, but if you do, you'll be able to email us, and I'll give you a personal response. The rest of you guys, too cheap to have a backstage pass, well, you can just hear the wind blowing through your ears. You can just send out an email, and this is what you'll get back. Just a tumbleweed down the street, man. I don't mean to be cruel, but come on, you know, you get what you pay for, baby. And the Phil Hendry site, but you can answer those.
What?
The people who email the regular are too cheap for a backstage pass.
What?
You can answer their email.
Who? What?
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
The people that ain't got a backstage pass, you answer their email.
No, I don't.
You will from now on, is what I'm saying. What is it with you, man? Have you been sniffing? What's that on your lip?
It's nothing.
What is that on your lip? Paint! So you're back into the paint. Is that it?
It was just one can.
One can of paint! No wonder I knew you were acting like a squirrel job tonight. Let me see your lip.
Get away from me.
Let me see the silver freaking spray paint. Get in there, man. Get that scrubbed off of your lip.
What's the matter with paint?
It messes up what little brain cell you got left. Although with you, it may improve things. Yeah, David.
He's back into the paint?
Yeah. I had him down to one can a day.
Are you kidding me? That kid, you know what? We talked with him. We had a drug counts for everything.
He's sniffing the paint again.
How do you know?
Because he was acting weird when I asked him about answering email, and then I noticed some silver tinging on his upper lip. I think he's, I swear to God, he's huffing silver spray paint.
All right, I want to see that kid in my office on Monday. You tell him I want to talk to him. I can't have that. Do you realize we're owned by one of the biggest companies in the world, Clear Channel Communications? Do you know what they'll do to me if they find out that an intern on your show is huffing paint? Do you know what'll happen to me? Do you know what'll be left of me? Have you ever seen a man flayed alive by Mr. Lowry Mays? Who's in a hospital bed?
David, you're preaching to the choir here, man.
I want to see that kid. And I better not find out you've been giving him the paint.
He could go down and buy it. Man, you're in trouble now, Dickman.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Huffing paint is strictly for white trash, freaking cats that are hooked on crank and can't find any. That's for guys that live behind chain-link fences, man.
No idea I can.
That's that time your mom found you sleeping in the doghouse out behind your house. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's when you woke up and you had that silver stuff on your lip, and there were like five empty canisters of paint around you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
God. Coming up on our show tonight, it's going to be R.C. Collins, who will be talking about the war in Iraq and how he's ready to eat his own guts, as usual, and Lloyd Bonafide. We'll be discussing with us the new Attorney General of the United States, a Mexican-American who he is afraid might be tempted to spring his Latin brothers from jail. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we have, I think, R.C. Collins in the next hour, and then Lloyd Bonafide on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Can I tell you about a kind of a cool experience I had today? I think you'll be interested in this, because this was really exciting for me, and he was really a wonderful guy. I went down to audition for a part in a television show.
Maybe you've seen the show. It's a great show. It's called Curb Your Enthusiasm. I went down and I you auditioned by reading a scene with the principals, and I read a scene. It wasn't even a read because the show is improv. So I improvised something with Larry David, who's a very nice man, and everybody at the show is very professional, very respectful. But anyway, I'm signing in. When you come in, you sign your name to a clipboard, and it lists the names of the actors who are in for auditions. And I look up, and I see the name Bob Gunton. And I go, to nobody in particular, I said, Jesus, Bob Gunton's here. And I turn around, and there he is. Now, the name probably doesn't ring a bell, but if you saw the movie Shawshank Redemption, he was the warden. And he was brilliant. And everything he's in, he's brilliant. I mean, he always plays these twisted, really smart, bad, evil, malicious guys. Or he plays somebody who's just not quite on center. Yeah, I think he played Bo Greitz in some white supremacist movie. He was in Mate One. It was a John Salisbury. The guy does all kinds of stuff. But if you remember Shawshank Redemption, he was the warden who, I mean, he's the guy that says that line to the kid before they shoot him. I got to tell you, this took the wind out of my sails, you know. Or that great line, you'll think you were bleeped by a train. I'll throw you down with the sodomites. Anyway, he was sitting there, and I said, Jesus, I said, I got to tell you, Mr. Gunton, you don't know who I am. My name is Phil Hendry. I do a radio show, but I'm a big fan of yours. He said, oh, thank you. And I said, and I started quoting all of his movies, and he was laughing, because you never know. A lot of these actors think some of the stuff they did sucked, which, you know, I might say, boy, I really liked you in this movie. And he's like, a real piece of crap. But anyway, so me and one of the other guys that was there who was signing the actors, and we get to talking to him about Shawshank Redemption. I said, well, that's the ultimate guy bonding movie. And he said, well, you know, we got a lot of female fans for that movie, too. He said, but I'll tell you an interesting story. The movie takes place in New England, even though we shot it in Ohio at an abandoned prison in Ohio. And he said, I developed a New England accent. I knew that I was going to play the part of a New Englander, this New England prison warden. So I went out and I worked for several weeks on developing this New England accent. And I showed up for work and we shot some of the first scenes. And I get a call from the producers who say, lose the New England accent because nobody else came to work with any kind of an accent, right? So he's the only guy that came actually prepared to be in character. But he says, if you watch the scene just before they are selected to tar the roof, whatever. Remember they were doing the thing on the roof and they got the beer? He said, I'm making an announcement. I am doing it in the New England accent. So if you go back and watch the movie, that's the only scene in the movie where I actually do this New England accent. And really well-spoken guy. We were talking to him about the flick being a guy bonding movie. He says, well, the movie's really about, you know, the redeeming value of friendship. And then I said, oh, and that scene at the very end of the flick where Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman hook up again in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. He goes, yeah, that was shot in Aruba. I said, thank you very much for that. Because I was all, hey, Mr. Gunton, another thing, you know Zihuatanejo, where the last scene is, where Tim Robbins, I was in Zihuatanejo last year with my wife. It's really beautiful. He goes, yeah, it was shot in Aruba, so thanks so much for your enthusiasm. But very nice guy, and it's cool to meet people that you really admire, as opposed to just somebody who is famous, let's say. And I told him about something that is a project that a friend of mine's working on. I don't want to go into it. But I said, you guys are the character actors. You guys are the ones that make it worth going to see the movie because you're so freaking interesting to look at, you know. And he started rapping about, we were talking about J.T. Walsh, M. Emmett Walsh, you know, people like William Macy, you know, people like that are just really great character people. So that happened to me today. Whether I'm going to be on Curb Your Enthusiasm, I have no idea, you guys. I just went and I auditioned for the producers. A part called Leo the Deli Owner. I was a Eastern European Jewish guy. So that's really, I'm in type for that, aren't I? Big fat Irish Mick, and they want me. So I'm walking around doing things like, Larry, I got a sandwich that I made for you. All right, coming up later on, we got R.C. Collins and Lloyd Bonafide, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thought you should hear that story. You didn't get to hear it, though, bud, did you?
Nah, I just cleaned the paint off my lip. What was it?
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, Love Songs with Bob. Behind the scenes, we find out that Bob is actually only 4 years old.
Good evening and welcome to Love Songs with Bob. I'm Bob. Is there somebody out there you're thinking of? Is there someone that you are loving tonight that you want to express that to? Give us a call here on Love Songs with Bob. We'll do it for you. We'll send that special love message to your loved one. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really good, Bob. I'm kind of nervous and everything.
That's okay. Is there somebody you're thinking about tonight?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm thinking about my wife, Pauline. We've been married 10 years today, and I'm on business out of town, so I'm very, you know...
Thinking a lot about her, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. And I'd love to hear the song Sad Eyes by Robert John. If you would please very much deeply play that, I would be so honored, and I would also be, you know, I would sell my body to you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we might take you up on that, Dennis, and here it is for Pauline. Beautiful song called Sad Eyes here on Love Songs with Bob.
All right, we're clear, Bob.
I got a booger.
All right, someone wipe his nose, for God's sake.
3 seconds before I come back.
I got booger, and I got another booger.
Get your hand out of your diaper. John, get his hand out of his diaper, will you?
Look.
Oh, he threw it on the wall.
Brett.
Can I get the little hot dogs?
Yes, get him the little hot dogs, okay?
You don't reach into your diaper and you don't...
Oh, man. Oh, he got a face full there, had he?
I'm going to kill this kid.
You can't kill me because I make a lot of money for the radio nation station.
All right, look.
Can you take a look and see if my diaper's on?
Sure, it looks like it is. He farted right in my... You did that on purpose, didn't you? Ready, I got Bob.
Okay, let me get my voice ready.
Well, there's Sad Eyes. I'm Bob. By the way, I'd like to thank all of you who sent your cards and letters in, wishing me a happy fourth birthday. I do appreciate it very much. This coming school year, I'll be going to Camino Grove Elementary School, and I'll have Mrs. Barnes as my teacher. And then me and my daddy are going to go fishing at Lake Kachuma. Well, I hope you have a very wonderful summer, too. I'm Bob. I'm 4.
This has been Love Songs with Bob.